I just love coming into episodes with nothing planned to do. Yes. Okay. I swear, I just cannot stop laughing. You ever just get that sometimes when you just can't stop laughing and you just don't know why? You're just in a mood to laugh at anything that you come by and everything's just funny. And so you just laugh. That's like probably the best feeling. But to me, it's like a good feeling and a bad feeling, because to me, like, it's good in the emotional sense, but it makes me feel bad because, I don't know, it makes my tummy all weird. Oh my god, maybe it's butterflies. Maybe I'm starting to like someone, like, a crush-wise. I've liked, okay, here is where it gets personal. No, I'm kidding. Okay, it does not get personal, but, I have had a lot of crushes throughout, like, all of my school years, from kindergarten up until 9th grade. I'm in 10th grade now, and so far I actually have not had a crush that goes to my school. But I've had 2D crushes, which is just anime people, and Koreans. Besides that, I haven't had, like, an actual crush, but I think this one person goes to my school. So yeah, as long as I think it, anything could happen, hopefully. So yeah. Do you ever just do, okay, this whole podcast is just gonna be like love or something, I don't know, but do you ever just see someone and you're just like, oh, they're cute, and you never think about them again? Because, like, that happens sometimes. I'm sure that happens a lot of times to a lot of people. But that happens a lot to me. But instead of me forgetting about them, I think about them for 3 days, and then I forget about them. So, yeah. yeah, I don't even know. So, yeah. Why do I keep saying that? I saw this person's picture, and I was like, oh, they're cute. And then I started talking to them, and I was like, oh my god, they're cute. And then I realized we're never gonna talk again. Like, after right now, we're never gonna talk again, probably. And I hope that's not the case, because this person seems really nice, but yeah. Do people listen to my podcast just to, like, as background noise? I think that's cool. When I listen to podcasts, it's usually background noise, or because I'm interested on seeing what people want to talk about. So yeah, back to the love thing. There's also, is true love a thing? And do people actually believe in true love? I know people actually believe in it, and they, like, I don't know. Me, I think it exists, but I don't know if it exists, if that makes sense. I hope it exists. What if someone looks at me and then they're like, oh, she's pretty? Like, that's such a compliment. I don't get why people are all like, oh yeah, when a girl gets called pretty, it's normal for them, because they get compliments all the time and it's nothing new to them. And then when boys get compliments, apparently they only get, like, one compliment every once in a blue moon. And so they just hold on to that compliment forever. I don't know a lot of girls who get compliments, and I know a lot of boys who do. Because me, okay, I'm speaking from myself here. I'm not speaking for a group of people or anything, just myself. I have never been complimented. Okay, I started that off wrong. This was supposed to go somewhere else. No, I don't get complimented that often. There we go. Yeah, I don't get complimented that often. So when I do, I hold that to heart. And no matter who it's from, I will cherish that compliment until I have Alzheimer's, or until I die. Hopefully I don't get Alzheimer's. I cherish compliments forever, but from the boys I've seen, okay, they're not cute to me, but they're cute, if that makes sense. They're not my type, but they're cute. They're good looking. So yeah. They get thousands and thousands and thousands of compliments, and they don't even care for them. Like, the person who gives the compliments, they never talk to them or anything, and they never say thank you, or at least like their comment, or anything, you know? And so I just think that's a little bit rude. I mean, girls do the same thing, don't get me wrong. The roles could be, like, switched. You know, it happens to everyone. Cut type of thing, so yeah. Love is weird, you know? Have you ever been in a relationship? A lot of people have been in a relationship, so why did I even ask that? But this is probably, like... Oh, I have a headache. This is probably, like, the fourth time I've talked about relationships here. I don't know why I'm so caught up on them. Here, let's see. What was I even talking about? That headache made me, like, gave me an amnesia. Kidding, of course. That's very disrespectful. I'm sorry. Of course, a simple sorry won't do anything. Anyways... relationships are fun. They're fun when you're in the middle of one. That kind of rhymed. They're fun when you're in the middle of one. Anyways, but yeah, when you're like new to a relationship or new to dating that person, it's really cute and stuff. Like, it's like no arguments. Maybe you'll have like a disagreement, but no arguments for the most part, and you're just all lovey-dovey, like, oh my god, you hang up first, no, you hang up first, like, okay, hang up on 1, 2, 3, oh, you didn't hang up, you hang up first, like, oh my god, okay, I don't like that, but it's funny, but, yeah, where was I even going with that? Oh yeah, so yeah, they're like that, and then when you get in the middle of them, they start arguing and stuff. And they break up. Or get a divorce. Some people never break up. And it's so cute. Imagine having, like, a long relationship and never breaking up. I feel like if you don't want to get married, if you don't look at that person and think about a future with, like, kids or having them as your lifelong partner, don't get with them. You meanie. Oh my god. The worst thing you can do is get with someone just to break up with them for fun. Or just to get with them, to get back at someone, or to, like, for your own good use, you know, for your own benefit. So yeah. That's kind of trashy, dude. That is not poggers. I'm kidding. but yeah. You ever choke on your own air? I did that right now, but yeah. Okay. I miss being in a relationship. My last relationship, didn't actually go so good. He actually made me cry a lot, and I mentioned this, like, a few episodes ago, maybe? Maybe last one? I don't know, I can't remember, but I mentioned this before. He was a pretty big account with, like, 10,000 followers, so he had a pretty big fan base. No, I didn't get with him for his fans. Gosh, who do you think I am? Anyways. But yeah, he had a fan base. So I was just like, okay. So we were dating, and he was a meme account. Oh my god, he was a meme account. Goodness. So he would make memes about having a girlfriend. And it wasn't, like, mean things or anything. So, yeah. So, everyone knew we were in a relationship. Like, we were very open about it. But what we weren't open about was the arguments, or the disagreements, or the fights. We fought, I wouldn't say a lot, but we fought a good amount. And we never resolved it. That's the thing. Like, we would, some couples, they fight, resolve it, and it's all good. We fought, and we didn't talk about it, so it never got solved. So yeah. I don't know. What, our first fight was about him cheating. This is gonna sound so bad, and I'm gonna get, so many people are gonna be like, why did you stay with him then, you dumb dumb? And I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry, I was dumb in love. he cheated on me. I have this thing, a policy, if you will, where I will never cheat on someone, because I've seen people get cheated on, and it is not nice, and I never, ever, in a million years, want to put someone through that pain of knowing they didn't love you. So, I will never cheat, or, like, purposely break someone's heart, unless they're, like, deserve it really bad. So, yeah. Otherwise, I will never cheat. So, he cheated on me with a girl. He was sending DPs, you know, private part pics, alliteration. My English teacher, where you at? No, I'm kidding. Please don't be listening. So yeah, he was sending private part pics to another girl, but the girl ended up being a boy. But he didn't know that. Okay, that's the thing. He did not know that, and he still sent it. And then he got exposed for it. Not like the pics didn't get exposed, but, you know, he was caught out for it by his friends. And I had to find out through his friend. The nerve of some people. And it wasn't even, like, his friend. It was someone he hated. So someone he hated told me. And, of course, I trusted that person because they were my friend. And he was talking about the girl, too, in a group chat I was in. It was his friends and followers and me, and he was talking about her while I was there. So I was like, the amount of disrespect. But I didn't care. I was just crying the whole time. So I was like, oh, we should break up. And he was like, no, babe, it's not how it looks. So I was like, okay. So we got back together. And then he did it again. He cheated, like, a month later, he cheated on me, and then I didn't find out until he broke up with me. So, yeah, we were together, and then he was cheating for a month, and then I didn't know, so I was still, like, all gushy-washy about him. And, oh boy, does it make me want to... how do I say this without it sounding disgusting? Vomit? I don't know. Vomit's really nasty, but you get the gist. So, yeah. It made me want to throw up my insides. That doesn't make sense. That's not even better. Okay, anyways. So, yeah. I hate thinking about it now for that reason. So, yeah. So, he broke up with me, and I found out he was cheating because he was... After we broke up, he was talking about the girl... And I was like, oh, interesting, that's so cool. So then I blocked him. He was all like, in the breakup message, he was like, I hope we can still be friends. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I found out he was cheating the whole time. So I blocked him. And then he blocked me. And so, yeah. And now he has her name in his bio. So. Sad times. I cried for so long. Probably a week. yeah, good times. Don't get cheated. Just don't fall in love. That shit hurts. I love love. So yeah. It's like finding someone that cares about you, and no matter who it is, finding someone that cares about you, you should hold them close, because obviously they care about you. So, well, if someone cares about you, what are you going to curb stomp them. Yeah. What are you gonna do? Curb stomp them? No. You're gonna kiss them and love them. And I'm talking about a significant other, not your family members. Holy shit. Holy crap. Pardon my French. So yeah. This is a thing. So apparently if you cuss one time, it's like PG-13, so. There's that. So I try not to cuss because, so it could get to more people. Also I'm scared of cussing. So yeah. Even though I do it so much. Anyways, what was I talking about before I talked about like PG-13? I don't know. Anyways, I just wanted to make this whole thing, this whole episode about one topic instead of having it about five. Thanks for listening to my episode about love, and I'll see you loves next time. No, I'm kidding. No, but actually, thanks for listening, everyone who is listening right now. You're beautiful. I love you. I know I haven't said that in the past podcasts, but you're beautiful. I love you. Don't give up. Not yet. I will tell you when time is due, sis. Or girls, whatever you want to be called. So yeah, bye for now.